This will go down as perhaps the weirdest year ever in professional sports. Things were humming along, business as usual. And then in early March, it was crickets. COVID shut down everything in an instant. The NBA and NHL were peaking for their postseasons. Major League Baseball camps were up and running in Florida and Arizona. And NASCAR was just revving its engine when the end came. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you pitch in and help us out with that generous tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more, or you can give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. 22-year-old driver William Byron is one of the young rising stars in NASCAR. He won the Rookie of the Year award in all three National Racing Series, and he is with me today on Sports and Commentary. William, welcome to the show. We're living in remarkable times these past few months with the interruption of just about everything in life because of the COVID closed down, and that includes the suspension of the racing season. What has this period of time been like for you and your team?
Yeah, it's been different for sure. We've had to adapt to the different safety measures and everything that we've had to take, and I've been fortunate to be able to stay healthy, and I feel like NASCAR as a whole community has done a good job of keeping the whole entire community healthy and kind of keeping in mind the importance of the first responders and health workers that we have around the country that are helping us get on the racetrack. And we've had some midweek races and weekly a couple of races a week, actually, so it's been fun.
Yep, you guys have gone back to racing with major restrictions, limited contact in the pit area, no fans in the stands. I mean, that first race without the fans there, it must have been really strange, huh?
It was strange for sure. I mean, I think that everyone was trying to adapt and get used to the mask environment and kind of the social distancing. And, it's been like that for each race that we've ran, but I think everyone's really adapted well, and there's really been no hiccups in terms of the precautions and everything of that nature. So, just about being conscious of that stuff, and our team's doing a good job of making sure we have masks and things to wear and, keep ourselves safe.
Yeah, just got to go through the protocols, right? But when do you think that everything in racing, is going to be back the way it was, say, a year ago?
Yeah, we'd love to have the fans back at the racetrack hopefully soon. I think that, it's all up to really the, government officials and people of that nature and what they see fit. But, we'd love to have them back, and looking forward to when that time comes. Hopefully it's soon. It's not quite the same with them not being at the racetrack.
Yeah. Well, you did win some races during the shutdown, even when you weren't behind the actual steering wheel. Some of you guys hit the joysticks for virtual online racing, and I believe you won like three or four of those races. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We were able to do the iRacing and kind of have that be a void that we could fill through the downtime. So that was really enjoyed that. That was, a lot of fun. And that's kind of my background with virtual racing. So it was good to have those races and to be able to win a few of them and be in a competitive environment like it was. I thought it was great.
Yeah, this online stuff was really your introduction to the sport as a teen, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that was really how I got my start. It was all about kind of that was the only way that I could get accustomed to the sport. I didn't really have a family that was in racing, so iRacing was the way for me to get involved in the sport, and I'm fortunate that I still use it today to try to better myself and improve as the weeks go by.
Do you consider yourself a good video gamer? I mean, you like that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely iRacing. I mean, I don't I don't play a lot of other video games, but iRacing is the one that I use the most, and it's fun because you can race a lot of different various cars, and it's a lot of fun to use.
Yeah, can digital skills help you in any way on the actual racetrack?
I think just having the updated tracks and really knowing what the track is going to feel like before you go there is critical. I think that really is huge, and I also use it just to learn the racecraft and kind of how the racing is, and you can race against actual competitors on there. So that's the biggest thing for me, is trying to being able to race against my peers and learn some tricks and some things that will work in racing environments for real.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you guys back actually on the track racing. We hope it's very soon that fans will be coming back out and we'll get back to life as it was before COVID. All right, William Byron, the young, phenomenal racer, NASCAR driver, on the line with me. And, man, we've gone a few laps here into sports and commentary, but we're out of time. So we'll pull into the pits here, William, with you for a few minutes and get back with you on the next show to talk about your Hendrick Motorsports team, 2014 there, and visit about your faith, the impact that Christ has made in your life as well. From North Carolina today, NASCAR driver William Byron. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.